It's been a tense election season in Honduras. A wave of political violence has marred what would otherwise be a celebration of civic engagement. In the community of Cantarranas, thousands recently took to the streets for the funeral of Francisco Paquito Gatán, an incumbent mayoral candidate who was killed in broad daylight while on the campaign trail. Human rights observers say what happened to Gatán is just one of dozens of similar cases of politically motivated attacks in the lead-up to this year's general election.
Hasta este momento tenemos 31 muertes violentas.
We've had 31 politically motivated violent deaths in the country, all candidates for popular elected positions. We have many criminal attacks nationwide that form part of the current political climate.
In Honduras's capital, Tegucigalpa, Mirna Wood spends her mornings in her artisan workshop. An indigenous rights activist, Mirna's art often portrays scenes of daily life in indigenous Miskito communities. Mirna was also, until recently, a political candidate. She tells Al Jazeera that even after ending her campaign, she worries about being a target of violence.
It's something I wouldn't wish on anyone else, not having a life, the thought that at any moment something might happen. I go out on the street and I'm always looking over my shoulder, distrusting everyone, because when someone says there's a price on your head, you begin to lose trust in everyone, thinking someone might betray you.
This year, some 7,400 electoral observers will be monitoring polls across Honduras under what many believe to be the most polarized election season in recent memory.
There's been growing anxiety among Honduran citizens. Many worry over possible foul play by the country's ruling National Party, similar to what international observers documented during the disputed presidential elections 4 years ago, when more than two dozen people were killed during protests that took place in the days after the election results were announced.
Apart from choosing a new president, Hondurans will be voting for 128 members of the National Congress and nearly 300 mayors, among other elected positions. Experts, however, warn that a generalized fear of violence on the streets could lead to a drastically lower voter turnout than previous elections. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.